This is one of the great Jehovah titles in Scripture. It's found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 48, the very last verse of the prophecy. Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. And it's one of many Jehovah titles in Scripture. You're familiar perhaps with Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide, or the Lord will see to it. You're familiar perhaps with Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, or Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. This Jehovah title simply says Jehovah Shammah. It means the Lord is there. And it's the very last words in the prophecy of Ezekiel. The Lord is there. Now granted, Ezekiel's prophecy is not the easiest book in the Bible to understand. There's a lot of imagery, a lot of vision, a lot of detail, especially from chapter 40 to chapter 48, which speaks of a great temple that Ezekiel saw in the visions of the Lord. And the very fact that the last words recorded about Ezekiel's vision of the temple are "the Lord is there," that is a significant reality. Because many times in the prophecy of Ezekiel, we have the sad fact of the presence of God departing from Jerusalem. That is one of the themes in the book of Ezekiel, the departing glory. The sins of God's people, their rejection of God's word, their captivity. And while they're in captivity, the glory of God slowly but surely, step by step, departing from the temple. And Ichabod, in many respects, could have been written over the temple in Jerusalem at that time. Central in the prophecy of Ezekiel is the reality of the Shekinah and the glory of God departing from off the altar, traveling across through the courtyard of the temple, to the gates of the temple, and then to the east side of the city. And the presence of God was being removed from the city and removed from the nation of Israel. And sometimes I wonder, is that the experience in our churches? Is that the experience in the temple of God, the body of Christ, in many respects? Not that God's ultimate presence departs, but that the blessing and the experiential reality of God's presence has left us in a great degree in this nation of ours. Maybe because of our sin, our apathy, our rejection of God's word, and our disobedience. There's no sadder experience in the life of a Christian for someone to have once known the presence of God, and then for the blessing of God to depart and dissipate. But Ezekiel points to a better day at the end of his prophecy, a day yet future whenever the presence of God will fill the house, and it will be said, "The Lord is there." One of the Lord Jesus Christ's names is Emmanuel, God with us. Can that be said of you, Emmanuel, God with us? Can it be said of your home, Jehovah Shammah, "The Lord is there"? Let's pray with all of our hearts that the Lord will come suddenly to his temple and visit his people. And even at this Christmas season, that it might be said of your life, your home, your family, your church fellowship, truly the Lord is there. Not just a turn of phrase, but a glorious reality. God bless you, friends. Happy Christmas. And we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.